Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh make with you this day. Verse 13. That he may establish you today for a people unto himself.
He is demanding plans. The man making the plan, if you follow, you are been established a people to himself.
Yeah.
You've been established upon these rules now.
And that he may be unto you a Yahweh.
These is the rules. Now, give me the precept on that, young lion. Give me the precept on that.
Well, I guess they cut me off.
Where you call yourself the next thing. Now, that's where you mess up at. That's where we get you at right there. When you holler about you, Israel, see. No. You can't go there, brother. You can't go there. Read some up. Go and read some up.
Deuteronomy chapter
29,
verse 14. Mm-hmm.
I don't hear nothing.
Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. Verse 15.
Okay, that was verse 5. Come correct this real quick and find out who this rock is. Is it a rock that you look and you throw it?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. about this rock here. And we're going about bringing this all this rock here. I'm going to get warmed up here. 1 Corinthians. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're getting warmed up here real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Sister Ruth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Pick up at the verse 9. I'm going to read down.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9. For we are laborers together.
Yeah, we are laborers together. See that word, together.
We got what?
We laid together for who?
We got what?
Yeah. God keeps us laid together for death. But we got to be laid together for who? That's in the room. We
got what?
We got what?
You're
Yahuwah's
husband.
You're Yahuwah's what?
Husband.
You're Yahuwah's husbandry. Mm. Number one hit, see, that ain't...
You're
defense then.
Psalms 31, verse 2.
So we want Yahweh to be our defense. So we might, somebody might have some offense on us. Right? Somebody might want to all of a sudden, you know, confront you with some offense. Some offense, right?
Hallelujah.
But you want Yahweh to be a defense to his offense, right?
Hallelujah.
Well, now he's telling you how to become that when this happens. Because one thing we're clear about, A, B, and B, in the 17th chapter of Luke, verse 1, 2, and 3, we're clear about something that we can read. There's something we're clear about. The 17th chapter 1, 2, and 3, we're clear about something. And what is that? A, B, and B, what are we clear about that we can read? In the 17th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, what is we clear about that we can read?
Luke chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come.
And he said, what will come?
Offenses will
come. He said, look at this. You always going to be confronted with some offenses. So you better make sure y'all watch your defense. So there ain't no way in the world. You're not going to be able to do this without receiving some offense. But you got the game changer by having this defense. But it's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. If you tuck this Bible and you put that name, YHW, and ask Kyrie about that name, YHW, boy, you'll get some offense. Now, you got no idea what it's from that point. They'll beat that brother out so bad now. I have called to the brother that night. He got the hawk on his thing. He's been beat down so bad. He's going around with Egyptian hawk on his thing.
Luke 17. 17, verse 3. Take heed to yourself if your brother transgress against you.
Now, who is your brother?
The family of is the family of Israel. That's who your brother is, according to Leviticus chapter 19, 17, 18, back to 1 and 2. That's who your brother is. Remember, we got to our verses. So who is your brother? Be clear about it. Leviticus, the number one here, chapter 19, verse 17, 18, back to 1 and 2. It tells us who our brother is. Who our neighbors is, that we should all read together. Right?
Right.
Okay. There you go. 18 verse 18 20. Give me bold. Right? Let's see what Paul says. all this good bones he's talking about. Now you're going to find some of these seeds. We're going to find some of these seeds and you'll take a look at this good boldness. Let's see what Paul has to say. Chapter 6, 18 down to verse 20. Let's go to read for the group.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see what the read.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication.
Yes.
In the spirit.
Yes, in spirit.
And watching there unto with all perseverance.
Judas, chapter 16, verse 17.
13. And it reads,
what?
Woe to the nation that rise up against my children Israel. Yahweh, the Almighty, will take vengeance of them in the day of judgment and put worms in their flesh. And they shall feel them and weep forever.
Behold, who can hinder him?
If he takes away, who will hinder him? Mm-hmm. If he takes away, who will hinder him?
I got it.
Hey.
Judas 16.
Okay,
I thought you were talking to me.
Get in the book. on the hell talk. How many hours?
One hour.
Now, who will make a commitment on that?
Book of Adam and Eve,
chapter 44, verse 1 through 4. 1 through 6. Make, write it down first, then you got it. Adam and Eve, chapter 44, 1 down to verse 6. Back up and to the root. Adam and Eve, 55, verse 1. Back up and to the Jews. Adam and Eve, chapter 55, verse 9. We'll read to get our comments. Remember what it says, remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, make it back to Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. Hey, Mother Eve, Mother Eve,
yes.
What it says we can read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Back to Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. Can you help those things out?
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
No, chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Can you have those there out?
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Yeah, what do you say about
this? 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
That's 2 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Is that what I want? By the mercy
of Yahweh,
yes,
that you present your body.
Your what?
Your body.
Well, I, spiritually, like one of them, like the big class, well, spiritually, I was in class, yeah? But Yahweh, hey, Yahweh ain't worried about that spiritual stuff. He wants you to do what?
Kept my love.
Amen. In the garden. If you just always only kept my law, man.
And had not eaten of the fruit of the tree.
Yeah.
Near of which I told you not to go.
I told you what not to do, man.
And there were fruit trees in the garden. Better than that one.
Yeah.
Verse 7. But the wicked Satan.
What? Wicked Satan.
Who continued not in his first estate.
He said, the wicked Satan, I gave him power. And he got greedy for a piece of ass in his position. You know, a lot of folks get greedy for a piece of ass in his position. Huh? He said, they did. I put him as a ruler. Way up in charge, right? But then he saw a piece of ass in his position. He don't look at the bottom.
Yeah.
what reservation?
When I created my creatures.
And when I created my creatures.
Did not intend to destroy them.
I didn't create you to kill you.
But
I didn't create you to kill you. I created you to worship me. Have joy, happiness, love, and happiness. That was just critical. Go ahead and read.
But after they had surely.
What?
Okay. But after they had surely roused my anger.
Oh!
I punished them
with. That's what I'll say. You ain't got this manual book in your hand. And what I'll Satan ain't gonna help you. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2:9. Is everybody there? Those ain't got a book, but get their head over it and look at some other book before we pull this thing together. Why as I need a book, we'll be keeping in the book. People be saying, sure, yeah, yes, sir. Oh, gee, you know, he got his mouth going pretty good, but we read. Down to our first time, listen good.
Not the wise man in the world, but
Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase.
Amen.
Everything you get, you make sure Yahweh gets.
Who said that?
It's Solomon right here.
Who gave that information?
Yahweh.
Yeah?
Where's
that verse 9 again from all of
you? Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honey Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase.
Now he said, go back to Adam and Eve. What time is this? Adam and Eve 26. Did you finish off that
79?
All right, verse 9.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 10, verse 9. And Yahweh city to commune with Adam.
After him, he did, so he knew he up to God. That's it, Adam. I told you what to do, how to get right. Now going 26 chapters, and we're going to go. Yeah, read 26, 9 through 14. We're going to read one more, and after I'm going to ask you questions. Who knows about this kind of problem there? 26, 9 through 14 is good. If I'm back over with Romans 13, chapter 13, 14, 19 to 21. Yeah, I'm going to ask the question, when A, B, or C be bringing faith, Long Avenue 14, 1 through 6, what that's what we mean. And what we talking about? Because Michael 5, 1 and 2, I said, the Jews will tell them. I don't deal with y'all that.
Adam, and said unto him, Adam, for as the son, if I were to take it and bring it to
calm your soul while you abide night and day.
Wait,
right. Bear law and calm your soul.
Calm down. Don't just say it. Don't just go and say it all the time. You know, we just run about and just, you know, you might live.
So Al got excited too, though. Al got excited too,
though. While you abide it night and day, this is the fulfillment of the day, and the time of my covenant is come.
Even Adam, calm down.
Verse 12. Then shall I come and save you.
Then I will come. Now this ain't coming out. It's coming out, Adam. Then I will come and save you. You a Yahweh man here?
Come down, Adam. That was first book I read, chapter 26, verse 12.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Adam. For I do not wish that you be afflicted.
I don't want you to be afflicted, Adam. Come down, Adam.
Verse 13. And when I looked at all the good things you did me,
he said, I watched the good things that you were doing, Adam.
And while you coming out of them,
yeah,
then will I willingly show you mercy.
Verse 14.
I cannot alter the covenant that is going out of my mouth.
But I can't change the covenant, see. Yahweh, that's why when you make a statement out of your mouth, you know you're off on 10 years.
You say, you know, and all of a sudden you put your kids on that knee. That's on you, but Yahweh, I forgot what he said. Look at it. Come out your mouth again. You read number 30, verse 1, you will read 2. Anytime you step out your mouth, you're locked in for 100 trillion years when you go to
life.
And
y'all about to say the same thing about him?
You know you're not greater than him. Well, you better count with your mouth because you can lock yourself in.
Lock your mouth.
Go ahead.
Else would I have brought you back into the garden?
He said, I would have brought you back in the garden because I made a covenant out of my mouth and told you about to come. That's it. That's a living contract. That's a living contract in the mouth. Where?
From the Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Where we chapter 13.
10, 14, 19, 21. And they may appear to have me 14, chapter 1 through 6. Back to the book of Judas and Michael chapter 5, 1 through 2. He's had it out now. He's fucking around when you're doing the clock.
Adam and Eve. Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 13. We're going to verse 10, 14, then we're going to go down to 19, down to 21. Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 13, verse number 10 reads, Son, O Adam, has this night deceived you? It is not to last forever, but is only of 12 hours. When it is over, daylight will return. Verse number 14. For I made you of the light, and I will to bring out children of light from you and light unto you. Verse number 19.
How much time did he say?
12 hours. and oh, I have made the day for you and for your children after you, for them to work and toil therein. And I have made the night for them to rest in it from their work. And for the beasts of the field to go forth by night and seek their food. Verse 21. But little of darkness now remains, O Adam, and daylight will soon appear.
I see my ball run 5 blocks down in D.C. Way when I am in the clutch of your feet.
know that we can read that came. This is Yahweh top name.
Right.
So he's going to come in the flesh of your face.
Yes.
Who was this talking about? All the sisters Jewish can answer that.
Micah chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. This one we can now gather ourselves in truth. O daughter of Judah, he have laid seed against us. It shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the chief. Verse 2. But you,
yep,
you have the hand of Judah. Though you be little among the thousands of Judah. Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel.
Wait a minute. So who did God want? Where is that is telling Adam exactly what he gonna do and kick off the 12 out? Who did God want out? He said, I'm going to come down to your seed.
Mm-hmm.
And what seed did he come down when he came to the blood?
Yes.
What seed did he come down called the body?
Yes.
We just got to read in Micah chapter 5, 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
What seed did he take off?
Now
y'all see that. Now here he is way back in the house. I'm going to remove this problem you got. Mm-hmm. You call for yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm going to leave that alone. I'll do it. I'll see how you see. That's why we keep telling you. You got to get. You got to bounce this thing up now. You can't keep on being in position. But I mean, I'll read one verse. And the 64th chapter, 69.
Psalm chapter 69, verse 9. For the deal of my family. beating me up.
Yes.
And start reproaching.
Yes.
Ye are falling upon me.
He said, I see even the man's image.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't see this thing. See, this thing I bet on him. See, he created you, told the man what not to do. You paid him no level mind. Now he has to come clean up for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't clean up for you no more. He sent the last messenger to tell you, get in order. You're not going to captivity no more. You're the next rule, but the one that's the next rule. If you don't get right, I'm going to get it back. Simple as that. And that's it, y'all. That's why you got to know what time buying you on and everything else. I'm going to leave it like this. I keep telling y'all, you got to come in that room. You got to talk. You got to keep it past. Before you know these things, I'm standing here now, don't know it. It's about over a week old already. That's good, young man.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start something. We're getting close to that peace and dedication. Just a reminder. Peace and dedication. We've got to wrap this up with a peace and dedication real quick. All right, Sister Judith. Go to Maccabees. That's a reminder. The piece of dedication is what? About 2 weeks away? 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good stuff. Yahweh. I'm going here. This is going to Maccabees.
Yahweh.
Just notice, peace and dedication real quick.
That's right.
All right, peace and dedication, First Maccabees.
Yeah,
First Maccabees chapter 4. First Maccabees chapter 4. Sister Judy. All right, we're going to pick up at verse 52.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 52 reads, now on the seventh single day of the ninth month,
mm-hmm,
which is called the month.
Chapter 13, pick it up at verse number 4.
this day came you out in the month of Abib.
In the month of Abib. So the month of Abib is the first month of the year for the children of Israel, the Israelites. You.
Hey, fool.
Well, Let me pick up
Corinthians chapter
11, verse, I'm picking up at 11 and 12.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11 and verse number 12. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to read 13.
13. She's going to verse 2 Corinthians chapter 11. You say you want verse 11, 12, and verse number 13. All right. Everybody up? Hallelujah. 2
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11 to 13.
That's right.
Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahweh knows. Verse 11. For what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off the case from them which desire the case, that wherein they honor, they may be found even as we.
What do you mean by that?
And his mind is turned away from his maker.
So that's the beginning of pride. When you you do what?
Turn away from Yahweh.
Turn from Yahweh. You turn from Yahweh, that pride spirit kick in. And then you'll get outside the word, and Paul noted that these people down there all fucked up. They on their own agenda. So I'm going to cut this thing off. So I'm over the book up and say, well, where you stand with this book over?
Under the inhabitants thereof.
them therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left.
Hallelujah.
So while we're doing things contrary to the Bible, keeping Easter, Christmas, things that never got changed by Yahweh, if I know what.
Hallelujah. Oh, you brother, time to rest.
Let me add to that real fast before you go on. Matter of fact, I gotta read, y'all watch that, read it down to 11.